What's going on, y'all? Jesus with Corpus Christi Originals Podcast. In this episode, we have the pleasure of having as our guest Brittany Moutte. Brittany is the host of the Leading Ladies of Corpus Christi Podcast. If you're interested in listening to this episode, stay tuned.
Okay. Welcome to the show, Brittany.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So you heard about us by me offering to get Sydney some merch.
Yeah, well, I think you followed me first. Oh, you know, I don't know how that worked. I think you might have followed me first, and I saw what you were doing, and so I immediately followed you back. And then, yeah, you messaged saying that you were a fan of the podcast and you wanted to give me merch.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're the first and only person to be like, hey, you know what? I'll pay for it instead of you giving it to me. Yes, and that was a surprise to me. Why did you do that?
And I'm sorry if that's weird, but I just feel, how do I say this? I don't want to take things from people. I never want to be in the position where I'm taking things, because it's really important to me to show support, especially to someone like you, Jesus, with what you're doing. I love your brand. And it's important for me to put my money where my mouth is, you know, because I will share your stuff all the live long day. But I also, if I can, want to support you monetarily as well. So that's why I'm like, no way, I'm paying you for this. So yeah, this is a legit transaction here, because I want to support your business.
Yeah, I definitely understood. I understand like the importance of paying somebody for their work. And so when you brought that, I was like, oh man, that's legit. You know what I mean? That's cool.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you've heard it, but where people who have brands or people who are influencers or anything like that, you know, there's always like, oh, I can't pay you, but you'll get a lot of exposure, you know, and it's like, well, exposure will pay the bills. And don't get me wrong, sometimes we can't afford to support you with money and purchases, you know, and that's when, of course, sharing and everything like that comes into play. But if I can, I'm going to support you by helping fund you, you know?
So, yeah, right. So do you think of that also in terms of like supporting local and keeping money in the local economy? What do you think about that?
Truly. Yeah. So are you from Corpus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So born and raised in Corpus Christi, you know, so you've been here and you saw what it was like growing up, and there wasn't a ton of local businesses here doing really cool things like what we're seeing now. You know, it was pretty much dominated by chains, dominated by mall stores, all that kind of stuff. So to see people either from Corpus, from the surrounding area, or from someone else coming into the coastal bend to start a business, crucial. I mean, we want our city to grow. And whenever businesses like yours decide to stick around and do really cool things, locals and hopefully others will realize how important it is to support you in that way. Because what you're giving is quality items as well, right? Well, and I find that, yeah, the majority of local businesses do that. I mean, they put like their blood, sweat, and tears into it, providing, you know, a really valuable product to the economy. So absolutely, I think people should definitely consider a local option before maybe going to a big box store or something.
Yeah, very awesome. I was thinking about that too. I was like, man, what if we owned buildings here? You know what I mean? Because we rent a lot as small businesses. And it's like, man, what happens if we own the building? You know what I mean? Yep. We can own the property, and that would definitely help the economy. And I love the city. Yeah, so that's awesome. Which schools did you go to?
I went to, I started off at Woodlawn Elementary, and then I tested into the gifted and talented. So I went to Windsor Park, and then Baker Middle School, and then King High School.
Oh, what? Yeah, I was going to guess King. I was like, she probably went to
why
King.
Why King?
Like I said, I was kind of stalking you before this. I was like listening to some of your podcasts. You appeared on several podcasts, a horror podcast. I was like, oh, and I was like, she's probably from, I was thinking Carol, but I was like, oh, she's probably King. So
yep.
I don't know. It was just, I don't know. You kind of guess, you know what I mean? We're from the same town. We're like,
it's funny because when you're from here, you are kind of able to determine. That's funny. Yeah. Where did you go?
I went to Ray for 3 years, dropped out of high school, went back to Miller because I didn't want to deal with the people at Ray after dropping out. I don't know. I was just kind of embarrassed. I was like, you know, I'm just going to come over here, just keep my head down and finish, you know? So that was my kind of thing there. Gotcha. Yeah. And so you played soccer.
Yep.
Right. And you, yes, and the number 16, why'd you pick the number 16?
Oh God. these are great questions, by the way. So my first love was Keanu Reeves.
Mm.
You know, I have gotten over those emotions for him, but I still respect him. and I'm not sure if you've ever seen the movie, The Replacements, but when he comes back to play football, his number is 16.
Oh, and, cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I know. I'm like, oh, that is so hilarious that you asked me that. My husband yeah. when he hears
the
it.
Number 16. And then another thing I found out is that your original screen name on, I think, AOL had to do with Rogue from X-Men, the cartoon.
Yes. Yes.
Why is that?
Oh my gosh. Okay. You are amazing with your research and the fact that you know this about me. So I'm the only girl. I have two brothers, right? And so what my older brother did, I did. Like, he's the, you know, the coolest, right? And so comic books and that kind of thing. And of course, comic book cartoons. And one of them that we watched religiously was the X-Men cartoon. Have you ever seen it? Yeah, so good.
Yeah, I remember the intro song.
Yes. So you know. And then Rogue is just, I just love her. Like, she's strong and she doesn't put up with any, can I say bad words?
Yeah.
Okay, she doesn't put up with any shit. And, I love Gambit too. And so their chemistry together, I just love them. And I have to admit that I was disappointed with her depiction in the movies. I really like the actress, but I just didn't love the character. So I'm hoping she gets some redemption later.
Right. Yeah. And her accent was killer too. She had an accent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She was pretty cool. Southern. Yeah. Rogue is cool. I stand by it. I love her.
Nice. So, okay. So you're involved in the city and your podcast is awesome, which is called The Leading Ladies of Corpus Christi. If you guys are listening, check it out. And so aside from that, what do you do for work in the city?
So I'm a senior project manager, and I feel like this is a point of contention, potentially. I'm a senior project manager at the Owen Stevens Water Treatment Plant in Cal Allen. So I'm in the water department, and we're the only drinking water treatment plant for the entire area. So all of industry, all the way to Padre Island National Seashore, all the way to Port A, the water that y'all are getting out of your faucets is from the plant that I'm at.
Wow.
It's cool.
That's pretty awesome. Like what do y'all do? Like filtration and stuff? I mean,
yeah. How cool that you know that. Yeah. So that's one of the final processes of treatment. So just kind of like a basic, most water treatment is, it follows the same kind of steps. So you start off with source water. So your source water is like your raw water. So, not in our cases, anything with salt. So that's a totally different thing. But so we use water from like lakes and rivers. So you know the kind of water I'm talking about. If you've ever been in Oasis River, you can see how kind of dark and murky it is, right? So we bring that water in, and then we do something called a pre-sedimentation, which is where we let like all the heavy stuff settle out. So it just sits in a basin for a while. Too much detail.
No, like this is definitely interesting for me.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So you start off with, so before there's really any treatment, you're letting all the heavy solids come out because y'all have seen that river water, you know what's in there, right? Once it starts coming into the plant, then we start adding chemical to the water to make any of the solids that haven't settled out. The chemical that we add binds to those additional, we're going to call it like dirt and leaves and like turbidity, that kind of stuff. Okay. So what it does is it makes something called a flock that gets really heavy and then also settles out. So it's really just a process of getting everything to settle out like naturally. And then of course we add chlorine, and then of course there's filtration involved. So like you had mentioned, that's one of the final steps before it gets stored and then distributed out to you guys.
Wow, that's so awesome. Zane, that's awesome. So Zane had a question. He said, does the plant produce energy as well?
I had no idea this was live. No, we don't produce energy, strictly potable water.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Wow, that's a lot. So you're pretty much a science person.
Yes.
So I am a scientist. And you're a TAMU CC alumni. That's me as well.
Mm-hmm. So, oh, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. So you have a degree in biology. That's awesome, y'all. That's awesome. So you do that for the city, and now you're kind of popular mostly for your Leading Lady Corpus Christi podcast. And the story is very interesting on how you came upon that. Would you like to share some of why you started your podcast?
Definitely. So I'm a mom to a four-year-old. His name is Saint. He's amazing. I wasn't somebody who was dying to be a mom. This might be like a controversial thing to say, but I wasn't, you know, I wasn't sure I wanted to have kids, right?
Well, yeah.
I believe that he chose me. So all throughout my pregnancy, I was really amazed with what my body was doing. It really was an incredible experience. And after I gave birth to him, I really realized how incredible women are, you know, that they, you know, the majority of them have the capacity to do this if they choose to. And I was just feeling really inspired by just being a woman, period. And I thought, because I followed a lot of women who are personal friends that were going back to school or starting a business or whatever. And I was like, I want to reach out to them and let them know, I think you're incredible. I know we don't really talk that much, but just keep kicking ass because you're doing an amazing job. And then the idea just kind of progressed to, well, what if I have a conversation with them about why they do what they do? And then, well, why don't I just do a podcast? And then it just kind of organically came to be.
Yeah. When I first heard your podcast, I came upon it. And I mentioned this earlier, I thought your podcast, I listened to like one episode. I remember what it was. And this was like 2 years back. And I was thinking, and I kind of came at it negatively because I thought it was like an anti-male type of thing. And when I started listening to it, I was like, oh, this is really interesting. And it seems like you really care about your guests. And that's so awesome. And and I like to consider you a leading lady because of
that.
Yes, that's very awesome. So why podcasting? I mean, you could have been like different avenues, I guess, but why did you choose podcasting for your platform?
That is a great question, and I will answer it, but I want to touch on something you just said. Thank you so much for telling me that you initially thought my podcast was something and then still giving it a chance and realizing it wasn't. That's a huge lesson, I think, for people. You know, you can assume something based on a cover or a title or a picture or whatever, and you still gave it a shot and realized, you know, your perspective wasn't correct. So thank you for that. That's big. So why I chose to do podcasting was I genuinely love talking to people. I'm curious. I want to know like all about you, not in like a personal, like nosy way, but I just want to know you. I don't really care for small talk per se. I'll do it, but I really want to get to know people and what makes them tick and how they feel about things, you know, and I feel as though I'm good at getting people to open up. And I think that that's just my gift.
Right.
Yeah. So I'd say that's why I love having conversations with people.
Did you learn that along the way, like that, like just how to do that?
I'm wondering if I just saw how my parents talk to people, because my parents are kind of like that. Very open. They're never just trying to get out of a conversation. You know how you've been in conversations with people and you can tell they're not really into it, and maybe like kind of looking around, like, who else can I talk to?
Right.
I wasn't brought up that way, and also you have me in a disadvantage because I don't really talk about myself. I'm so used to. about themselves. And so I think it was just my parents were probably the example, because they're always asking people about themselves. So
yeah, that's pretty interesting. So you bring up your parents and your last name is Mute.
Yeah.
Mute.
Yeah.
Mute. I'm telling you, I listen to your podcast. So Mute, and your parents are what are the origins? I remember your dad was Trinidad.
Yeah, my dad was born in Trinidad and Tobago, which is a small island in the Caribbean, right off the coast of South America. And he moved over here to Gregory, Portland when he was 13. And my mom was born in some small little town right out of Houston called Barbers Hill, like tiny. So they, you know, it was very controversial for my mother to start seeing my dad, because, you know, my dad is ethnic. And my mom's like this blonde, blue-eyed white girl. And that did not go over well with her parents initially, but it's fine. Everything's
fine. That's an interesting story. Yeah.
It is interesting. Yeah.
That's very interesting. So cool. So your dad, did they help you? Are they either one of them into science like you are? Or like communications or something?
They have an interest in it, but both of my parents are actually only high school graduates. Neither one of them went to college. So it was hardcore instilled in me and my brothers to go to college. I think that's common. What year did you graduate?
2002, I think. I can't remember. That's sad. I can't remember. 2002.
Yeah. Well, you and I are like the same generation because I'm 2004. And I feel like our parents were just, I don't know about your parents, but my parents and like my peers' parents were very much like college, like no other option, college.
Right.
And I think it's because they didn't go. So, but as far as their interests, they were interested in, I mean, just about anything. Like my dad isn't traditionally educated, but he can talk to you about anything. I mean, like dropping facts. Like, yeah, he's a smart dude.
That's awesome. Yeah. And so did your brothers go to college as well?
Yeah. So my older brother went to college. He's an accountant. And my little brother, the baby, right? You know, he's the one that kind of like start, stop college.
Okay.
Yeah. So then he got married and had two babies and realized he didn't want to do the hourly wage thing anymore. So this is his last semester of the physical therapist assistant program at Del Mar. So he's about to graduate with that certification.
Awesome. So you're the middle child, no sisters.
No sisters.
Wow. Yeah. And I was thinking, I was like, well, now you have a lot of women that you talk to. It's like they're kind of sisters, you know, you kind of made your own way to have sisters. That was very interesting. What do you think about that?
You're right. I never even thought about that, but that's so true.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Let me see what else I got here. So you're in the middle child. You got two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing the podcast now. So for your podcast, you said that you have people volunteer themselves. How do you get guests?
Yeah. So initially I reached out to women that I knew personally, because it's always easier to talk to people, you know, right? You would think, have you ever interviewed anybody, you know, personally?
Don't think so. I mean, I interview people, but like kind of know, you know what I mean?
But not like close friends.
Yeah. Not somebody that's close. Yeah.
Yeah. So you would think it would be easy. And for the most time it is, but every now and then you'll come across somebody, you know, like personally that just clams up. Like they can't,
right?
It's like one word responses. So that's okay. We made it through. But so I started off with that. And then I can pretty much guarantee if I'm following you on social media and you have a business or you're an artist or you run a nonprofit or whatever, I have the intention to talk to you if I'm following you. But it's important to me that I follow you and not just immediately reach out, have you on my podcast, and that's that. Like, I want to interact with you. I want to like your stuff. I want to share it. You know, I want to show you that I'm supporting you, you know, even before I ask you to be on. But after the podcast had been going on for some amount of time, I would have people reach out and be like, hey, you know, what's the process to get on your podcast? Do I need to be nominated? Or, you know, how do I go about it? And I'm like, literally just ask me to be on. I love it when people come to me, because it isn't, I mean, is it awkward for you to reach out to people and be like, hey, be on my podcast? I'm awkward about it.
Well, I kind of know that it's what I have to do at first.
Yeah.
So I kind of just hit it face, like head on, like, okay, I got to do this, you know?
Yeah.
So I just kind of did it.
And I have to admit, I prefer that the host reach out to the person. Because I think it's amazing the number of podcasts that we have. But there's some podcasts that would prefer that you put in like you nominate yourself kind of thing. Like, okay, you want to be on my podcast? You tell me you want to be on my podcast kind of thing. I always thought that was an interesting approach. Because I'm I would never do that. I'd never be like, yes, talk to me. I don't know.
Yeah. And your Instagram is kind of, I don't know if it's because you don't have a leading ladies Instagram also, but you do it like based out of your profile, which in my eyes is kind of like, that's kind of selfless, because a lot of people's Instagram have their self in there, but you kind of put other people in there. So that's awesome. So are you thinking about starting an Instagram for that?
No, people always ask me that. Yeah, no, I don't know. quite a few people have either suggested it or asked me if I was going to do it. And it's a good question, because most people think, okay, I need to start its own page or whatever. But I don't know. I feel like it's such a part of me. It just makes more sense. And I think I'm like a little bit lazy. Like, don't want to maintain two pages. Like, what you see is what you get. So you're going to have like memes interspersed with shouting out a business. slash pictures of my kid. Like,
yeah, you just care about people. That's pretty cool. And then your husband's IG is just like you and your son on there, which is, man, that guy loves y'all a lot. So yes, that's props to him. We got to get him on the show.
Agree. You need to meet him. You would love him. Like, he's just a genuinely good dude.
Awesome. Yeah, he seems like a pretty cool guy. He's got a nice smile. I saw a birthday pic that you had him on there. And then I saw him without the beard and with the beard. So either way, he looks good. So
he does. He's got it going on. He's got a great like thing going on.
Yeah, there you go. So your son, how's that going? Raising your son? Or
by the way, I absolutely am having so much fun in this interview, and I love that it's really about me, like in my personal life. I'm so digging this. Awesome. My son is amazing. I think I told you already, his name is Saint. I promise it's not after Kim and Kanye's son. Okay. We named him after my husband's grandfather, who just passed away this past December. His name was Santos. And when Dale and I became serious, he was always saying he wanted to name, if we had a boy, Saint, as a playoff of Santos. And then, you know, when I was pregnant, we found out it was a boy. And we actually considered not doing it because Kim and Kanye have a kid named Saint. But we did it anyway. I just always have to get that like precursor. But yeah, he's amazing. We did not push superheroes on him, but he is like a ride or die Spider-Man fan. Oh. And his favorite Spider-Man is Miles Morales. I have to admit, he's also my favorite Spider-Man.
Yes.
And he's just great. He just left the house dressed up like Miles Morales. So if anybody sees Miles Morales walking around town today, that's my kid. He likes to, I mean, dressing up constantly. Yeah, he just keeps things so fun and so interesting. He really does keep me young. So I just love that kid. And he starts school in August.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Yeah. I have a son. He's going to be two. But
really?
He's just, yes.
What's his name?
His name is, his name is Michael. I forgot.
He's only been around two years.
Yeah, he's two, and I see him running. I'm off. I don't see him a lot, so I'm at work. And then when I come home, the little dude has just got his own personality, and he's just everywhere. It's awesome. Sons are awesome. Daughters are. I got a daughter too.
Wow.
Kids are awesome in general. Yeah, my daughter's six.
Oh wow! How cool.
Yeah, they're growing up, and they play with each other, and it's awesome to have. To have kids.
Yes. And that makes me so happy.
Yeah, no, definitely. So I imagine you're thinking about your son's future, you know what I mean? Like
yes.
Yeah, like what to look, even like if he has a spouse later, you know what I mean? Like what are some of the things that like not bother you, but that you think about your son, like, oh, I don't want him to. You know what I mean? Like, what are some of the fears that you have regarding your son?
That's a great question. Fears would be, I really don't want him to be an asshole. Like, I really don't. And kids are going to be assholes, right? You know, whatever. Like, we've all been assholes on occasion.
Right.
But I want him to learn from his mistakes. I don't want him to keep repeating patterns or, you know, kind of thing, because he just refuses to face the truth of it, that he needs to be a better person, you know? I worry that, because he starts school next year, that he'll see someone being bullied and won't speak up or something. So I try to instill that in him, you know? I think that's my biggest thing, is just there's always that little bit of fear that he's not going to be a good person. Not a perfect person,
right,
but a good person. And then I just try to remind myself, like, really, as parents, our job is to just guide them in the best possible way. And then ultimately, you know, they're going to live their lives how they want to live their lives, you know. But So you have a 2 and a 6-year-old. So, I mean, they're still little. So you still have a lot of control over their lives. But there's going to be a point in time where we don't, you know, and it's just I hope I taught you everything you needed to know, but I'll also always be there for him, you know?
Right. Like, it'd be difficult to let go once, whenever it's time.
Yeah.
But we have to, you know, like, we have to as parents to just let him go. Our parents did, you know?
Yep. Oh, yeah. For sure. I think back, I'm like, my parents were not as concerned, or at least they didn't show it.
Yeah.
Some of the things that I'm concerned with, you know, and I feel like we turned out pretty good. So
nice.
I think.
Yeah. It's like, all right, go do it. You got all the tools. Go.
Hey, but you got to believe I did, like, put them through hell at times, you know?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I think back, even like my parents and my teachers, like, I was talking to a middle school friend, and he's a teacher now. And I like, yeah, bro, you remember we gave him hell when we were kids. You know, are the kids like that to you too? He's like, yeah.
They're like, damn, like, I feel like such a jerk for some of the things I did. And I think that's a good sign, right? Whenever you feel a little bit of remorse for past actions, that's definitely good.
Kidding. Yeah, so, for sure.
It
shows that.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, it shows that you're changing. No, it shows that you're changing and you're willing to continue growing. You know, just maturing all together.
Definitely.
All around. Yeah, that's awesome. So, what does your setup look like for your podcast? Whenever you podcast?
It is the most basic setup. It's literally one of those. Oh my gosh, I can't remember it. It's a recorder. It's literally just like, I can't remember the brand of it.
Right.
Zoom. It's a Zoom recorder. Huh. Yeah, I mean, it's old school. It's probably like 8 years old, and two mics. And headphones.
Nice. What kind of mics? Yeah.
They're just oh my God, you're asking me all these specifics.
That's okay. That's all
right. What is the word? I mean, just like your traditional mic, but there's a word for it. I can't remember. I'll get back to you on that. Like,
okay.
No, yeah. It's a shoot, man. I don't know. I just remember what my first setup was a boom mic because I was literally using equipment we already had, and Dale used to make movies for CC7 Day, so we had a boom mic, and I refused to drop any money on equipment, so I would use a boom mic before dynamic mic, that's the word I've been looking for. They're just standard dynamic mics. Those are the ones that I have now.
So when did you decide to drop some money on some new equipment?
When I realized it was something I like to do, because I'm a Capricorn, okay? I don't know if that means anything to you, but I don't want to spend money unless I know I'm going to utilize it, you know? I wasn't going to do a few episodes and then drop a bunch of money, do a few episodes, and be like, forget it, and put it away. So after doing it for a while, it's like, okay, maybe we shouldn't just, like, be using a boom mic. We got some dynamic mics, but nothing expensive.
Yeah. Is it different having an interview with somebody face to face as opposed to like on a Zoom meeting?
For sure. Yeah. So Zoom meetings they're great because you can literally roll up like a minute before and it's fine. Mm-hmm. The only thing I think could potentially be a drawback is stuff with the internet, right? So if there's a lag or anything like that, but of course that can be removed through editing, but I don't do live streams like you do. So there might be a little bit more pressure there. But as opposed to in person, you can really, you know, you're really kind of experiencing the person firsthand. There's no distractions around them. Sometimes when there's a Zoom meeting, there are distractions with people, like with their pets or their families or whatever. So I feel like in person, it's a little bit more, definitely more personal. But I do enjoy the digital interviews for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I want to do like in persons kind of in the future.
Yeah, you're really good. Yeah,
hey,
I hope you stick with it. Yeah.
Appreciate that. Yeah, appreciate it. So how do you get rid of the nerves every time you have an interview? Go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, do you consider it an interview or a conversation?
I do consider it a conversation. I call them interviews it just kind of comes out that I'll call it an interview. But to me, it is a conversation similar to what we're doing right now.
Right.
I'm always nervous. I'm nervous to be a guest and I'm nervous to be a host. It was more common pre-pandemic days to take a shot of tequila before.
Right.
Because that helps people kind of chill a little bit, myself included.
Right.
But now something that I do is before a podcast, I'll kind of set an intention. So it's something as simple as saying, I want my guests to have a good time at this podcast. I want them to feel comfortable with me. I want them to represent themselves how they want to be represented. And I want, you know, to make them feel at ease. And so I'll literally just like say something like that. And then mm-hmm. good. How about, hey, what do you do?
For what was the question?
Yeah, for nerves. What do you do for nerves?
It's more physical. Like I try to like flex my muscles just so that the muscles can get some of the nervousness. You know what I mean?
That's smart.
And then I have like I have water. I don't know. I've been in front of the camera for a while. Not in front of the camera, but more with the microphone. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know. It's weird. I know for sure I flex my muscles to get like, and you know, some energy in there to help keep myself from shaking. You know what I mean?
That's a good idea. But I never even thought about doing that. I might have to.
I used to be I used to perform classical guitar because my bachelor's is in music. So I had to do performances. Yeah. I had to do performances on stage and I was studying up. I was like, cause I would always get nervous and I had to use my fingers. And if I was shaking and playing at the same time, so one of the things that they were saying is take like a small walk. That way some of your nerves can, you know, your muscles can, I guess, absorb some of that nervousness.
Yes. So, but yeah, that's a whole other level of nerves, because you're not just up there talking, which of course is nerve wracking. You're up there playing an instrument.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's another level.
Yeah. It's another level. I've learned a lot through actual performing. You can know when people are listening. Because it's dead silent, like you hear dead silence and they're just waiting for the next note, and then a lot goes into it, kind of like preparing for an interview. You have to do all this research, and then you have to memorize, and then you got to play and see how people respond, because when people respond, the music, you change the music. It's pretty cool because it's not, you change the music, you know, they're listening. Like you can sustain a note for as long as you want if they're really listening, you know what I mean? Because they're waiting for that next note, but the music says to play it like this, you know? So it's pretty cool the way how that comes out whenever you perform.
That is cool. I'm in awe of people who have musical talent, so good job.
You don't play an instrument? Have you ever tried playing an instrument?
I have tried. I don't. Maybe I'll attempt it again, but some people just have it. You know, clearly you do. You went to school for it. Anyway, yeah. The rest of us are just posers.
No, you're good. So the music, what are you listening to now? What's in the CD player? Back
in the 90s? That's funny that you said that. I drove my 2006 Suburban into the ground and that thing had a 6-disc CD player. Right now, I make playlists. I'm the worst about listening to what's on the radio or anything like that. So a big one that I'm listening. Oh man. I've been jamming Best of You by the Foo Fighters, like jamming it. And then news about their drummer came out today. And I like, so sad.
What happened to the drummer?
Their drummer just died. They're like on a
South way.
At Taylor Hawkins, I think. Don't quote me on that. The name might not be correct. But they were on a South American tour and they were supposed to play a show last night and they found him dead. And he was only 50.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's sad.
Super sad. Cause, and I'm sure if you saw a picture of him, you'd know exactly who he was.
I know who he is. Yeah.
Role is, I like the Foo Fighters. Like the other, second most recognizable person from the band. Anyway, been jamming Best of You a lot. And then, I really like oldies. So, my musical taste is based on my dad. I love my dad's taste in music. So I've been listening to a lot of like Jim Croce, Commodores, America.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is that? Like 50s? What is that?
More like 70s.
Oh, okay. Kind of
like 60s, 70s. I tried playing a song for Saint earlier this past week and he's like, I don't like this. This is putting sleep.
That's a cool name, Saint. That's awesome.
Ugh, he's something.
Does he got a middle name? What's his middle name? The little guy.
Two middle names. So it seems extreme, but it's because my dad's family, being from Trinidad, they have two middle names. So me and my brother have two middle names, and then now Saint has two middle names. So awesome. Yeah, it's mine and my husband's father's first name. So my dad's name is Jacques and my father-in-law's name is Ray. So my son's name is Saint Jacques Ray.
Yeah, I like it.
It sounds so bougie as fuck.
No, it doesn't. That's all good. My son's middle name is Alexander.
I've always loved all of those names. Really? I love it. What's your daughter's name? Yeah.
My daughter's middle name is Mariela.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Her first name is Francesca.
Francesca Mariela?
Yeah, her name.
Come on. That's like poetry. That's so beautiful.
It's weird the way I came across the middle name. It's funny. I was watching a Spanish movie because I was substitute teaching in a Spanish class, and the lady's name was Mariela. So that's how I got her middle name for her name. And I don't know, my wife, she agreed. So my wife's awesome.
It's a beautiful name. I would love to meet her.
Yeah, for sure. She doesn't like to be on the camera. She doesn't like to take pics. She's kind of like your husband. Mm-hmm. Like he doesn't. Because you told me before we were talking that he didn't want to have a picture with the t-shirt and stuff, which is cool.
Yes. He's literally wearing it right now. And
awesome. That's good.
This up.
Yeah.
He forgot it, but he was going to be wearing this too. But he's rocking your shirts all the time. But maybe we need to like make a pact that we are going to start like taking more pictures of our significant others and like putting them out there.
Yeah, that would be cool. Because I keep get her on, but she's like, no, don't post it. Because I picture. She had a hoodie. My daughter had a hoodie. I was like, let's take a picture and put it on. She's like, oh, she took the picture, but she's like, no, don't put it up. So
you just need good. To do it. You just need to do it and then ask for forgiveness.
That it might work for her. Yeah, I'll probably be in the doghouse for a day or two. So you got a bunch of books back there. What you reading right now?
Not as much as I would like to be reading, Jesus. Mm-hmm. It's hard with kids.
Right.
I am like in the middle of the Memoirs of Cleopatra, which is a historical fiction kind of thing. There's nonfiction elements to it, but it's really good. And it's just all about Cleopatra and how she came into power and the whole thing with Caesar and then Mark Antony and all that. Mm-hmm. It's really good. Really interesting. I've read it before and I'm trying to make it through again, but I'm not as prolific a reader as I used to be because of I'm distracted all the time.
Yeah, no, you think you got kids? You kidding? Shoot,
he's insane.
Yeah, so how far ahead do you schedule your guests?
I have guests scheduled through the end of May currently. I try not to do it too far, maybe like 2-8 weeks of guests, you know, and then I'll finish up with one, then I'll add another, you know.
Right.
But I like to give people at least a couple of weeks notice. I try not to do anything last minute. And then I always reach out the day before to confirm that we're still on in case they need to reschedule or anything like that. But I'd say probably like 2 weeks.
Right on. That's cool. Because you don't really look that far. Do you consider what you're doing like a career, like podcasting, or what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think if the opportunity came up for me to do it full time and the terms made sense, I would definitely do it. I love, you know, getting to know people in that kind of way and also telling the world about them. That's like my favorite thing. Oh, have you heard of Corpus Christi Originals? Have you seen their shirts? Oh, have you seen, you know, Lemonade Stand Cosmetics? Check this out. I love it. It's like my favorite thing to be like, look what's happening in Corpus.
Wow, that's like so. Why do you do that? Why do you do that for people? That's
You fucking weirdo. What's that about?
Yeah, like what the heck? Why are you so weird like
that? Oh, that's okay. I've been weird my whole life, and I'm fine with it. I don't know how to describe it. Well, you know what? And maybe I'm getting a little personal, but you know, I've experienced when I was younger, people not really caring to get to know me, you know, even now, and it doesn't bother me anymore, but you know, just some people just won't give you the time of day for whatever reason, and it never felt good. And so I want to give everybody the time of day. Everybody has a story to tell, you know, everybody's important. I mean, there's few, you know, with the exception of people who are like really, really hateful and only have hateful things to share, I want to talk to everybody and, you know, I want people to feel or to know that they're important. And that's a big thing for me. So I guess it stems from past childhood trauma, maybe.
yeah, no, that's pretty cool. and it seems like the format that you're doing is it's popular because it's like having a conversation with somebody is it's kind of cool to listen into, you know, maybe mm-hmm. for some people that don't know how to have a conversation and mm-hmm. just listening. That's kind of why, like, I wanted to start this podcast, just to have a conversation with people in Corpus. You know, they may have something going on. Like, I even wanted to get like a homeless person on the show. See, you know what I mean?
I love that.
Because look, they're a part of the city. It's like, and get him on the show. He's an original too. You know what yep. I mean? And it's like, there's no, why do we need to exclude them if they're part of the city also?
Yep. And you that's know? You thinking outside the box, really, because it can be easy to kind of fall into the, well, you know, who's popular right now? Who's, mm-hmm. who's a big name, you know? Mm-hmm. And while big names are important and popular people are important and you want to talk to them, I also want to talk to the people who are, you know, 6 months into their business or whatever, you know? Right. So I think that's really amazing that you have even considered that.
Because there's people out there that are like us or like me, you know what I mean? I'm Hispanic. I grew up in Corpus. I'm born here. That, their voice is not heard. Just going back to that, like how you like people have a story, you know, everybody's got a story. And if somebody hears from somebody that's kind of relating to them, you know, it could be an encouragement. And that's another thing that I like to do is to help encourage people, just to be better, you know?
Yep. I love that. And there needs to be more people like you, you know, thinking about how they can do that. That's huge.
Awesome. Yeah. So the reason we had you on is because you're a leading lady.
Thank you. You
interview leading ladies all the time. And just wanted you to just come on. You know what I mean? I was like, let me invite Brittany on, you know, and I invite a lot of people, everybody from people that, you know, people that may not be doing like have businesses or whatever, just like you're saying, like just to have them on. So I appreciate you coming on.
Yes. Thank you so much for inviting me. I love that you started a podcast. Please keep doing it. You are very good at it. And please keep making the merch, man. I love the merch. I'll be putting it in order next week.
Awesome. That's so awesome. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
So what platforms are you on so people can find your podcast?
Say that again. I'm so sorry. You lagged a little.
Okay. Which podcast platforms do you have or...
Oh,
podcast on.
Yes. So you can pretty much find the podcast anywhere you stream them, but the biggies are SoundCloud, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Cool. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Okay. Well, we appreciate you. I'm trying to wrap it up because I hear my kids in the back and I got to
go
help my wife out. You too. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right, y'all. That was our guest, Brittany Moutte. Check out her podcast, Leading Ladies of Corpus Christi. I'll leave a link in the show notes where you can find Brittany and her show. And thanks a lot for listening, guys. Stay tuned for the next episode. And we appreciate y'all. Check out the merch at our store, CorpusChristiOriginals.com. And thank you. Bye.